I am back at my favourite vets, the Celebration Veterinary Hospital, because it's February, and February, Dr. Diwali, is...
It's Pet Dental Month.
Pet Dental Month. And the good news is, if you're not really that sure about your dog's dentures, you can come down to the Celebration Veterinary Hospital at the Water Tower in Celebration, and the dog gets a free checkover.
Yes, one of our nurses will look at your dog's teeth, and if they need to be seen by a doctor or have the teeth cleaned, they'll let you know.
So is it just for dogs or cats and other animals, or is it just mainly dogs?
Dogs and cats. Cats need to have their teeth cleaned too, just as bad as the dogs do.
Now, 20 years ago, nobody was cleaning their dog's teeth, were they?
Yeah, they were. Not as much as today. But with that, by having them cleaned through the years, we're having them live a lot longer than they used to, and for a lot more pets that they, you know, before wouldn't make it.
So how can you get a longer life out of your pet just by brushing their teeth?
Brushing the teeth removes plaque and avoids tartar buildup. Eventually, you're still going to need to have a cleaning done, but it delays the need for cleaning. And meanwhile, keeping the mouth cleaner between the appointments, you have less bacteria in the gums. And every time your dog chews, he's not going to be pumping that bacteria into his blood and having the bacteria end up in places like heart, kidneys, liver, you know, and causing problems in other organs.
So you could get another couple of years out of your dog if you brush their teeth regularly.
Oh, yes, you could. You definitely could. You're still going to need to have the cleanings done, the dental cleanings, but with the brushing, you delay the need for a regular cleaning.
And we really should be brushing the dog's teeth or the cat's teeth daily?
Well, if you can do it daily, it's great. If you do two or three times a week, it's wonderful. If you do only once a week, it's very good too. It's better than nothing. So whatever you do, it's better than nothing at all.
Right, okay. Now, my lovely Labrador Doc here, he's only 3 years old. He's got, if I show you here, a couple of teeth that have chipped off. Can you see that one there? Look, that
yeah,
bottom one
yeah.
There. Now, we don't know what happened to those. He was obviously in the garden chewing on some wood or chewing on a bone or something, and they've gone. What can you do? Is there anything you can do about that?
It depends on the tooth and depends on how big that chip is. On very small chips, and they're old, usually the whole tooth covers it up again with enamel and protects the inside. But on a bigger chip, or in a back tooth, or sometimes in a baby tooth, if they get a little bit crack in there, that tooth can get infected. The whole canal may need to be removed, and might as well remove the whole tooth.
So vets are not only doctors, they're dentists too.
Yes, we have to learn a lot about dentistry too.
So if you want to get your dog's or your cat's teeth checked out, you can come to the Celebration Veterinary Hospital here at the Water Tower in Celebration, and either you or Dr. Hunter or one of the nurses will give your dog or your cat or your pet a free dental check.
That's correct, for the month of February, and there's also a promotion of 10% off the dental cleanings. So if your pet needs a cleaning, you get 10% off too.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.